Hallelujah.
We praise you, Jesus. We praise
thank
you, Lord.
You. Thank
we
you,
praise
Lord.
Your heavenly Father.
Thank you.
We come the people that are called by your name. We come, Lord, to tell you thanks for saving grace. Thanks for adopting us into the wonderful family of God. And we can become sons and daughters of thine. Oh, how we thank you for caring for us and watching over us. Oh, God, you have led us into green pastures. And, oh, God, we are thankful for this. You take us by the still waters. And, oh, how our hearts rejoice in you. You said, any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Oh, God, because your Son is the living water, and we can come, and our thirst can be satisfied. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Give ear to our cry tonight. Oh, God, we come with hearts that are troubled, hearts that are burdened, hearts that are concerned, hearts, Lord, knowing that you, oh, God, know all things. You see all things. And you hear all things. And so, God, we pray tonight that you would move upon the hearts of your people, not just with us, but all over the world. My God, move in every country. Move, oh God, in every home tonight. Move in every community, in every state, in every county. Oh God, move in the colleges. In the high schools, and God, move upon the young people tonight, we pray, upon the homes, the mothers and fathers. Oh Lord Jesus, so much restlessness. Oh my God, but you are the Prince of Peace. Oh, peace of the troubled hearts, those that are fearful about tomorrow, not knowing about tomorrow, but you know, Lord. You know all things best. And so, God, we are asking of you now to let the Holy Spirit move in every community tonight. Oh, in every state. Lord Jesus, in every country. Oh, because the entire world is in darkness. Oh, they have all turned their backs upon you to follow after false gods. And because of that, they are tumbling in darkness. But we are so thankful that God, you are the God of light. We are so thankful that your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is a light. Oh, we are so thankful tonight that in him we can see our way because we don't know about tomorrow, but you know all things. And so tonight we are asking of you to bless and meet the need of our prayers. We lift up our voices. The many needy ones, Lord, on the wayside. Oh, the homeless. We pray, oh God, for those that are in the hospitals. Heavenly Father, visit them tonight. Oh, those that are thinking of suicide. Those that are lonely. Oh, because of the loss of their loved ones. Father, minister unto them tonight, we pray. Oh, this world, oh God, is all over in fear. Take away fear and bring peace to the hearts of your people tonight. Oh, God. Oh, we are waiting upon you, Lord. Oh, we are trusting you because you said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, so many not knowing where to turn or what to do or who to go to. But, Lord, help them to realize that you, tonight is saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Grant rest to the troubled souls, the troubled young people who are not knowing about tomorrow. But Lord, you alone know about tomorrow. You alone know about next week and next month and next year. And so, Lord, help them to put their trust in you and not in man. Oh, God, move, we pray. Move and let there be peace all over the world Today, the peace that passeth all understanding will meet the need of each and every one tonight. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Praise his wonderful name. Amen. And amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Praise Hallelujah. His name. Oh, Hallelujah. Let's tell him thanks, brethren.
Let's tell him thanks. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I what Hallelujah. You are.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah
to Jesus. Yes.
Aaron, Lee that goes by the way.
Yes.
Our
thank
precious,
you, Lord.
Lord, precious
thank
and
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Blessed be thy name.
Yes,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise his name. Praise God.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
And yet,
yes.
We are so thankful for those of us that have come together tonight to wait upon the Lord, to intercede and to supplicate, and to pray. Oh, to take up your responsibility as a servant of God. Oh, to take up your responsibility as a priest unto God. Oh, to pray and to intercede for all men. Oh, God, not some. Oh, there is so much need out there. Oh, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Praise
thank
God.
You,
we are thankful for tonight. We are
thank
thankful
you, Lord.
For tonight. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
It's Tuesday thank night.
You.
It's Tuesday
Blessed
night. Praise his wonderful name. And we can come and talk to the God of the Father, who has ears to hear, eyes to see, lips to speak. My God, he has legs to move around, and he sees all things. My God, there's no secret. He knows all things. He knows all things. Praise God. He knows your needs right there where you are. Reach out and tell him. Oh, God. If you're thirsty, he can satisfy the thirst. Oh, if you're hungry, he will provide for you. Oh, yes. Daily bread. My God, he will. He will. Praise God. We want to encourage each and every one of you tonight. Those of you who have come to pray and to intercede with us, we want you to know that you are welcome. We're so happy to have you with us tonight in our prayer meeting. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for coming. Praise his wonderful name. Again, friends, I want to encourage you. Never you stay away from a prayer meeting, because it's a time given when we all can get into the presence of God. He is there waiting to hear from us. Oh, he loves us so much, and we need to come and worship him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds, and with all our strength. Praise God for what he has done. As the songwriter says, come and let me tell you what the Lord has done. Is that your testimony tonight? Praise God. Is that your testimony? After the reading of the scriptures, we're going to have just a few testimonies tonight, not many. And then we're going to enter into prayer. There are some things that we need to really intercede and to supplicate, tonight, for all the things that are happening in the world tonight. Praise God. Praise his name. And so we are going to encourage you to reach out for your Bible. And again, we are reading from the King James Version. And we are going to encourage each and every one to reach for your Bible. We're going to be looking at some short verses and different books of the Bible. And we're going to ask you just to read one or two verses. Yes, we all want to share. That's the purpose of this. We're going to think of the verses, no more than one or two. So reach for your Bible now, and then after that, you share with us what the Lord has done for you, praise God, to encourage someone else that God hears and he answers prayer, praise God. Our first scripture reading tonight is going to take me from Isaiah. Let's turn over our pages. Isaiah, that's the Old Testament, a prophet, a servant of God, who is telling us he is giving the children of God hope. Yes, and that's what is lacking today. And that's why our young people and our middle age, as well as others, are committing suicide, are committing murder. Oh yes, they're restless, not knowing what to do. And here the Word of God tells us in Isaiah chapter 9. Would someone find Isaiah chapter 9? And you're going to read just one verse. That's verse 2. Would someone find Isaiah chapter 9?
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined.
Amen. That was Pastor reading that portion for us. And I'm going to ask him again to read it for us one more time. It's very, very important. Here is Isaiah sharing the importance of reaching out to the world that is in darkness. Yes. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2.
The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light.
Yes.
They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shine.
Praise God. I just want to say here, friends, when you look around you, I am sure you are seeing the shadow of death. You're seeing darkness. We have the prince of darkness, the prince of death. He's busy all over the world today, and he's bringing fear and discouragement to the hearts and lives of people. And there is another portion of scripture I would like you to read in Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. Did someone find Matthew chapter 4? Are you all there? Okay. Listen what the Word of God says here in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4, and verse 16. Matthew chapter 4, verse 16. And I'm going to ask the second person to read this for us. And you're going to read verse 16, 17, and 18. Yes. Matthew chapter 4, verse 16, 17, and 18. Did someone read that for us?
The people which, did you say verse 16, Pastor?
Matthew. Yes, verse 16, 17, and 18.
Okay, sir. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers.
Amen. Amen. All right, you want to read the other verse for us? Go ahead.
And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Here and then.
Yes.
19.
Oh, praise his name. Amen. Ah, yes. There it is. Over in Isaiah. There, Isaiah is prophesying, and he says, the people that are in darkness. And here we find Matthew is now telling us in Matthew chapter 4, and verse 16, 17, and 18, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light. Isaiah is telling a people that were sad, he's giving them hope that the light of the world is coming to present light into the darkness. Oh, yes. And today we see there is so much darkness around us, and we are glad that the word of God is true. Here it is, as I said, the people that sat in darkness would see a great light. And that light is Jesus. Praise his wonderful name. Would see a great light. And I, as I said on Sunday morning, we think of God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And he made all things beautiful. He put the stars in the heavens. Oh, and the sun and the moon. Oh, it's God, the creator of all things. And we think of the birds, oh, and the butterflies, and the plants, and the fruits. All these things God provided for mankind. And today, because we're in darkness, we're not able to see. We're not seeing the giver of light. We're not seeing God, because the word of God says God is light. Think of that.
Yes.
And Jesus also is a light. A light that giveth way it is that we can see to walk. Praise God. And here Matthew is telling us the people with sat in darkness have seen a great light. And I like that. I just see a light. But what kind of light, brethren? A great light. Praise his wonderful name. Ah, yes. But then, let's turn over to Luke and see how what word of God has to tell us here in Luke. Luke chapter 2.
Hi, it's Suzanne.
Hello. Luke chapter 2.
Suzanne. Yes, Luke chapter 2.
Someone is saying something. Luke chapter 2, verse 10, 11, 12.
And the angel said unto them, Luke chapter 2, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Verse 12. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Yes, praise his name. And then, like this one. Now, same Luke again, verse 18. Yes, would someone read verse 18 and 19 for us?
And all they that heard it wondered at those things.
Verse 18, Luke, chapter 4, verse 18. Here we see the Godhead is pretty active, moving all over the world. And here we see him now telling the people who he is. Verse 18, would someone read that? 18 and 19.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Praise God. What happened here, friends? Jesus went into the synagogue. You notice the scriptures we are reading tonight. It's all focusing on Jesus. I like to talk about Jesus. Yes. And here, the Word of God says that it was his custom to go into the synagogue. And here, the scriptures was given to him, and he is now reading verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel. Oh, to the poor. Notice that. He hath sent me, as God has sent him, to heal the brokenhearted. Oh, to preach deliverance to the captives. Yes, so many today, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Oh, so many are bruised. But then listen to verse 19, to preach the unsearchable year of the Lord.
Yes.
Yes, friends. People get saved and have the experience of being born again. Not just by standing up, but they repent. John the Baptist preached the gospel of repentance. Repent and be baptized, everyone, he said. Yes, the people that were in darkness seen a great light. He said that the light of the world would project in our hearts if we would embrace him and confess our sins to him. He is faithful and just. Forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us all in righteousness. Verse 19 says here, to preach the unsearchable riches. Unsearchable year of the Lord. The preaching of the gospel is important, friends. The moment Jesus heard that John the Baptist had lost his head because of the preaching of the gospel, they didn't like him. Yes, he too, Jesus, up the message of repentance. Repent. We heard Peter again saying to the vast multitude on the day of Pentecost, what must we do was asked of him to be saved. He says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins.
Yes,
we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Because of that, we are all walking in darkness today. So many people are walking in darkness, friends, as we have turned our backs upon God, who is light, and upon his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are now embracing science. We are now embracing leaders all over in governments, in the different countries all over the world, in our colleges, our universities, in our homes. Yes, we have turned our backs upon God. But the Bible teaches, friends, that God is a jealous God. Thou shalt have no other God before me. We should serve him with all our hearts, with all our souls. The reason why I'm speaking like this tonight, friends, I don't know about you, but all I can see today around me is people tumbling over each other in darkness. Yes, in searching for peace, searching for the way, the truth, and the life. And so tonight we want you to know that there are many out there, and that's the reason why Jesus came. As I prophesied of this, yes, and we see John writes also, and Luke is now telling us Jesus went into the synagogue and the scripture was given to him and he stood up and he read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he had anointed me to preach the gospel. Praise his wonderful name. Yes, tonight we as a church lift up no other but Jesus Christ. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto him. We are so thankful for the reading of the scriptures tonight. And I'm going to just ask for no more than two testimonies tonight. Just two. Two testimonies. You have a burning testimony you want to share with us tonight. Come and let me tell you what the Lord has done for me. And then we go right into our prayer requests. Yes. Did someone testify? Praise his name. Praise God. Praise his name. Who was the first one to testify for what the Lord has done for you? Yes. I am so thankful, friends, for what God has done for me. Most people are a little surprised to see the things that I'm doing. I was telling the folks that over the past 3 days, four days, I think I've been doing a little too much on my legs because I'm so happy to see what I can kneel. Oh, I can walk, I can work, I can bend over, because why? God has touched me. The physiotherapist is surprised to see the things that I'm able to do in such a short time. Long ago, God has touched me because why? I ask him, friends. I ask him. And so the physiotherapist is surprised to see the things that I'm able to do. Give God the glory for that, because I want to go around again preaching and teaching the word of God that people can see the light of the world, which is Jesus. Praise his wonderful name. And I've been a servant of the Lord, and I continue to tell him, Lord, I want to continue to lift you up. And there it is. He has performed many, many miracles in my life over the many years. And I'm thanking God tonight for what he has done for me. Praise his wonderful name. Praise God. Is there a second person tonight to testify of what God can do for you or what he has done for you? Praise his name. Is there a second person?
I just want to tell the Lord thanks tonight for the awareness of who he is. The coming to meetings, whether it is on a Tuesday night, regardless of what meeting it is on a Tuesday night, whether it is Bible studies or prayer meeting, and Sunday morning, I find that it's like a blow-off valve that releases the stress, that releases all the stress that have mounted up, and coming to church is like a relief valve as we have fellowship one with another. That stress has been broken because of the presence and the fellowship with Almighty God and his people. And for that, I want to just bless the Lord each time I walk away from service, whether it is on a Tuesday or Sunday morning. I feel relief, knowing that I've met afresh with the Lord. And that has been up now over many, many months. And I just want to give God thanks for that as he continue to relieve stress through service. To him be the glory, and to him be the praise. Amen.
God. Amen. Amen.
Bless
God. That was the testimony of Pastor Henry saying that coming to church, it means peace and joy, a release to express yourself, in the love of God and his goodness towards us. And, friends, I don't know about you, but the first thing I do in the mornings is thank God for sparing my life to see another day. Yes. Watch over me through the quietness of the night. And so it is, friends. Let us all give God thanks for each day. So many things when you listen to the news. We have a lot to be thankful to the Lord for. Praise God. We are so thankful tonight for those two testimonies. That's testimony from Pastor Henry, our senior pastor, and from your associate pastor, Pastor Fiani. Yes, friends, God worked in our lives too. And I'm glad tonight that the both of us were able to share our testimony. Yeah, we have a testimony too. We have a testimony every day. But it's just that we want to give you the chance to express yourself of the goodness of Jesus. Praise his name. And tonight, friends, we're going to be praying for the many that are walking in darkness. Yes, many are walking in darkness. They're tumbling over each other. And what confusion it is. And tonight, the first thing we're going to do is pray that there will be peace in the hearts and lives of the many that are on the troubled sea. There are unrest all around us today. So many countries are having wars. So many lives. This is one of the things I don't like about war, friends. Whether there are Christians or unsaved or not, when you look on the television and see the thousands and the millions of dollars that are being spent to destroy properties and to destroy lives, it makes you feel sick just to see all those buildings that are being destroyed. It takes so many years to put them up, and the lives that are being destroyed with all those weapons. War is not a nice thing, and God offers peace, the peace that passeth all understanding. And tonight, our first prayer request is to pray for the peace all over the world today. war bring out the ugliness that is in the hearts of people. The prince of darkness, the prince of death, cause hatreds and bitterness and cause so many wars all over the world today. And tonight, friends, we want to think of all the countries that are having wars tonight. Wars, the many lives, when you listen to the testimonies of the people that are testifying of their loved ones that have died in the wars that are going on all over the world today. We're going to pray tonight. We're going to intercede. We're going to supplicate for the many leaders, for the soldiers, for the citizens that have lost their lives, their property, and everything like that. The many that have lost their loved ones, oh, to hear the cry in their hearts. Yes, friends, Jesus is saying, come, come and he will give you peace, peace that passes all understanding. And so we're going to pray tonight, and we're going to intercede, and we're going to ask our pastor to lead us off in praying for so many unrest all around the world today, that there will be peace within the hearts of people. They will embrace the Prince of Peace. Praise God. Praise his name. Pastor, would you lead us in prayer? And brethren, I'm going to encourage you. Let us all unite in faith, a oneness of heart, as our pastor lead us now in praying for the peace all over the world today, to dispel the darkness that is covering the entire world, that they would embrace God, who is light, and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, light of the world. Praise God. Let us pray.
Father, we Father, we come to you tonight again in this prayer meeting.
Yes.
And it's a pleasure at all times to come before your throne and to bring different requests to you, Lord God, because we are doing it against the background that you have all the answers for the human cry. And it is with that confidence, Lord God, that we approach you tonight, knowing
yes.
that you have the ability to address these problems. Father, when we think of all these different unrest, these different wars that are taking place all over the world, war in Ukraine, war in Yemen, war in Israel, war all over, Lord God. When we think of all these wars, we see one thing that is common among all of them, and that is hatred.
Yes.
Hate is the motivating factor, Lord God, that creates war. And the negativeness of war is of such that human life is lost.
Yes,
when we
yes.
think that people are shooting to kill in war, shooting to kill, not target practice, but shooting to kill, taking another human life so as to create victory, sending bombs, Lord God, into other countries so as to take out human life. These are all hatred, Lord God. We think about just this day, it is said that a bomb hit a hospital and take out 500 people. Lord God, that is devastating, Lord God.
Yes, it is.
Father, the heartache, that so many families are experiencing today as a result of that onslaught. Lord God, we appeal to you tonight as a church that you will do something, Lord. Do something and stop this bloodshed, Father. We pray, God, that you being the Prince of Peace, you will establish peace in the heart of these leaders who are out there promoting the fight, promoting the killing of their fellow man. God, regardless of where these wars are, we are looking to you tonight by way of negotiation. Find the right players, Lord God, who will negotiate so that these wars come to an end. Father, we are looking to you. We are appealing to our God. We remember, Lord, David. David, because he numbered the children of Israel and relies on military might instead of your deliverance. And you punish him by taking out so many of his men.
And my God.
This angel moved towards Jerusalem to take out more when he prayed. David prayed, and you stop the death angel right here, and you create peace, and you create relief in the heart of God's people. We are looking to you to stop that death angel over Israel, to stop that death angel over Ukraine, to stop that death angel over Yemen. Even tonight, Lord God, cool off, Lord God, the hand of the enemy, so that
my Lord,
peace will prevail and the heart of men will acknowledge you as the Prince of Peace. We realize, Holy Father, that pride is driving this thing also. People refuse to be humble before a holy God.
Yes.
People refuse, Lord God, to compromise. People refuse to take the lower seat, oh God, so that peace will prevail. But tonight, as a church, as a company of your people, people with the same thought, with the same mindset, tonight we are at the throne of God, asking you, Lord, asking you for a relief that you will stop these wars so that peace will prevail.
Amen.
Grant this to us, Lord. Grant this to so many parents who are at this time thinking about their children or their son or their daughter going into war. Some of them might not even return home. Grant, we pray tonight. Grant peace, we pray tonight. And deliverance in the name of Jesus, so that these suffering will stop, these heartache will stop, and peace will prevail, because it is coming from the Prince of Peace. We wait on you tonight, Lord. As a church, we wait on you tonight, that this will be done. For we ask in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the blessed Holy Spirit. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, brethren,
amen, amen.
We are so thankful that we have the opportunity to enter around the mercy seat with Jesus, who is the great high priest, and with our Heavenly Father, who is sitting there listening to Jesus crying out, have mercy. Have mercy upon the different nations that are crying out, as Pastor just prayed a while ago. Think of it, an hospital where there are sick people, and you just destroy a building with people, the lives of people. Listen, Jesus is speaking here, and he says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst for righteousness, for theirs is the, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. I pause at that, friends, because that gift, mercy, the Word of God tells us, is to all generations, regardless of whatever nationality you belong to. Yes, friends, there is mercy for you at the mercy seat. Praise his wonderful name. Oh, yes, and tonight we want you to know that, friends. Blessed are you in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers. Oh, we need that. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. That's what we are doing, friends, praying for the peace. Peace that passes all understanding. Praise the wonderful name. Yes, we're going to move on in our prayer meeting. We want to pray for the leaders of this country. I don't know how many of you have been listening, but for months, years, there is nothing but confusion. And when I listen to these confusions, friends, I don't hear where the ones that are fighting against each other, I don't hear they're talking about the citizens. The citizens who put them in power to govern the country so that we, the citizens, can be benefited, they're all fighting for themselves. Selfishness, wickedness. Yes, friends. And so we're going to pray for this country, this government, this country, both parties, fighting against each other. Up to today, it was a shame to hear the both parties fighting against each other. And we, the citizens, are the one that vote them in to do our business. Our business. They are civil servants. They are employed by us. We are the ones that vote them into power. Yes. And so we need to pray for both parties and the people who are following them as well. And that we're going to do tonight. We're going to ask someone to lead us in prayer right now, up to today in the house, that confusion among both parties. Yes, that God will minister to their hearts and take away selfishness and wickedness.
That's what it is.
From their hearts. Hatred. That's all we can hear. They are shouting at each other in a place where there is not supposed to be. There is law and order, rules and regulations for them to follow. Yet they have lost respect for each other. Shame on them. Yes, it's us, the citizens, have put them into that position, and they don't respect citizens. Yes, no respect for the voters that are voting them into power. Yeah, all selfishness. And so we're going to pray tonight for the government and leaders of this country, praise God, that we will have peace.
Yes.
And the citizens will have rest. Praise his wonderful name. Could someone lead us in prayer just now? Could someone lead us in prayer just
Father,
now?
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
I give you
thank
honor
you.
Tonight, O God, and I give you praise.
Yes.
I give
yes.
you honor, Lord Jesus. Tonight, yes. Lord God, I'm asking you, Lord, we come again at the mercy seat to bring in more petition.
Yes.
Oh, God, we are so tired and weak.
Yes.
What's going on? And
yes.
there is no one to say.
Yes.
Oh, there is no one to speak to. Everybody is at war.
Yes.
Father Jesus, I'm coming to you, Lord God, and I'm bringing the Congress to you tonight.
Yes.
They are there and they're doing nothing. They're fighting for power.
Yes.
They're fighting for power. They want to be big.
Yes.
They want to be so great that they don't remember why they're there.
Yes.
Lord God, I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, tonight to touch someone's heart.
Lord, yes.
Their heart are so hard. Their mind are so stubborn. Because the only person they believe in themselves and their family.
Yes, Lord.
They leave the other people to go to stray.
Yes, Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus tonight, O God.
Yes.
I'm leaving Congress in your hand.
My God, yes.
Lord God, we are so tired for so long to hear these people fighting like children in a sandbox.
Yes,
Father
my
God, pull them tonight, O God, whisper in their ears. Let them know that there is a God and the only power is yours.
Yes.
We come to you, Lord, tonight. To ask you the favor of healing, putting some more love,
yes,
some more good things in these people's mind. Their mind are so corrupted. Everything is evil because they have no God in them.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we cry now tonight, O God, and we ask you, Lord Jesus, to help us for the war and everything. Lord Jesus, asking you, Lord God, to guide the president that leaves tonight to go to Israel. Lord God, may you stretch your arm around him, O God. May you cover the president with your blood tonight, O God.
Yes,
may you send an angel to guide him, Lord. Guide him with your Holy Spirit. Put some watch around him.
Yes.
And keep him under the shadows of your wing, Lord God.
Yes.
Healing, guidance, Holy Spirit, fill him up, Lord God. With your Holy Spirit and guide him under the shadows of your wing.
Amen.
We pray your mercy and your blessing tonight upon each and everyone. Oh, Lord God, they call right wrong and they call wrong right. And there is no one to hold up their hand and said, stop. It's time enough for us to start working. And start barking like a dog. Oh, God, we ask you for your mercy tonight upon these people, Lord God. And the reason why they're doing it, they have no fear. They have no fear in God. They have no truth in them. Oh, Lord God, will you help them tonight in the name of Jesus? Lift them on high, oh, God, and give them another chance. Father Jesus, we are so weak and tired of these conditions. This is not right for grown people to be acting like this. But God, in your mercy, we ask your blessing upon them.
Yes.
Keep them near you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Draw them nearer to your presence. And cause your face to shine upon them. And let the Holy Spirit of God rule over them.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, I give you thanks and praise tonight, Lord God, for your mercy and your goodness.
Yes.
And I say thank you, Lord, for all your blessings. And all your goodness. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Everybody say amen. Night, friends.
Hallelujah.
We all agree with our dear sister. Crying out on our behalf for mercy, mercy, friends, to all generations. Ask the God that we serve. Praise his wonderful name. Praise God. Praise his name.
Oh, God.
Praise God.
Ah, yes. Ah, yes. Tonight, again, friends, you're going to be praying, especially many of you might not know. Many of you are aware of this also, the Samaritan Purse. They are all over the world providing doctors and nurses and people who do constructions and so on. People who are helping to serve and to share in all different areas of life. There is so much disasters all around, earthquake, flood, hurricane, they are there. Fire, they are there. Oh, we need to pray for that institution, the Samaritan Purse. The nurses, the doctors, the builders, oh, those that are helping to share and working so hard right around the clock, one disaster after the other. Yes, they are there. We need to pray also for the Salvation Army. We want to pray for the food for the poor. We want to pray also for the Miami Rescue Mission. And there are others, too, that are working hard around the clock. Let us pray that God will give them grace and protect them to be working among all those dead people that are there on the buildings, and they have to be working among them and things like that, that God will keep them healthy and strong to continue to render help to many nations that are suffering today. We're going to ask someone to pray for the Samaritan Purse, to pray for the Salvation Army, the First Aid, Red Cross. Yes, let's pray for them. And also for the Miami Rescue Mission. And pray that God will give them the strength to render help and meet the need. Blessed are the poor, the meek, the lonely. We need to pray for all those that are over there suffering, yes, and those that are working among the suffering ones. Would someone lead us in prayer for these people tonight? Yes, think of the nurses that have left their families to attend to these suffering people, the doctors who are doing so many surgery per day. Think of those who are feeding the hungry, those who are putting up buildings to shelter over those that have lost their buildings. Pray for them, friends. Let us pray. Would someone lead us in prayer at this time? Would someone lead us in prayer at this time?
Father God, we are so grateful for all these institutions and these charity organizations that I've seen the need to stand in the gap.
My God.
It is not a light thing, Lord. This responsibility that has been placed upon them as missionary workers, not only locally, but internationally.
My God.
We want to thank you for the vision that has been presented to them. You know why you have called out these missionaries to work in the different regions of the world, Lord God. And you also know the hard task that they face each day. For those who are in war zones, for those who are locally assisting to take the homeless off the street, to feed them, to clothe them, for those who have to go into the hospitals, nursing homes, and to assist in different ways. Oh God, we pray for strength for them. We pray that your angels will ever continue to encamp around them. We thank you, Lord God, for all the contributions that continue to be donated toward the cause of those who are slaughtered, those who are tortured, those who are persecuted.
Yes.
And we remember, oh God, what you said in your word in 2 Corinthians 4, those who are perplexed, but not distraught, and all the different descriptions that you give, Lord God. For some who are slaughtered will be considered as martyrs for Christ.
My Lord.
And so, Lord God, we who are here in this hemisphere, we want to give you thanks that you have granted us the privilege to even come on this platform, to come in agreement, to pray for those, Lord God, who are in these frontline, hard areas working, giving their time, their energy.
Yes.
Some of them don't even know if they will go back home alive.
Yes.
And so, Lord God, our hearts present the need for strength, for comfort, for protection, whatever way, Lord God, they seek your face tonight. We stand in the gap for them, Lord, and we pray, oh God, may you grant grace, may you grant mercy, may you grant strength, may you grant comfort for those who are mourning and weeping. We weep with them, Lord God, we mourn with them. Their families, their friends, everyone concerning those who are in the situation right now, Lord God.
Yes.
And blessed Father, we pray that even when we separate from this platform tonight, we will see the need to continue to pray individually and corporately and with our families. Thank you once again, Lord, for the privilege. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise His name. Praise God.
Yes. Praise His name. Praise God.
Thank you,
Praise
Father.
His name. Praise God.
Worthy.
We are going to remember, friends, the many in India today that are suffering persecuted Christians because they stand up for Jesus. We want to lift them up today, that God will give them the faith, the courage to go on. They are burning their buildings. They are killing the people because they are accepting Christ as Lord and Savior. Pray for the leaders, the Constitution was that they would not disturb the Christians, but yet they've turned against what the Constitution says, and they are now destroying the lives of those who are lifting up the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Let us pray for that country tonight, and for those who are persecuting the Christians all over the world. Oh, yes, about every country today that have turned their backs upon God. Yes, they are now persecuting those that are lifting up the name of Jesus. Yes, let us pray for the persecuted Christians, especially those at this time in India. And we must lift them up, and God will give them the faith. It's awful when you hear what is happening there with them just now. Yes. Would someone pray for the persecuted Christians, and especially those at this time in India? Praise God. Father, we come as a people that are called by your name. We come because we're a part of the family of God, and we are now priests unto you. We lift up our brothers and sisters of the Lord that are standing up for Christ all over these countries, Lord, where the leaders are persecuting the Christians. My God, we pray that you would show them a sign tonight, that they would know that you are God, and God Almighty, the God of hosts, God who created the heavens and the earth. Who have eyes to see and ears to hear the crying out of the many Christians that are crying out to you. God, have mercy upon these, our brothers and sisters, and your children, Lord. Breathe upon them tonight and comfort their hearts. Oh, many have been tortured in all different kind of ways, but tonight, Lord, we come on their behalf, asking you to give them faith, give them courage. Oh, God, hear their cry as they cry out to you, oh, Lord, because of the evil things that these leaders all over the world are doing to your children. My God, I pray for these backsliding leaders. I pray for these wicked leaders tonight. That, God, you would trouble their hearts, give them no rest, my God, and they would come to realize that you are God Almighty. Oh, God, I pray for the many, many that are standing up for Jesus. Breathe upon them. Give them faith. Oh, as Jesus said to the disciples, he said to them, have faith in God. I pray that every brother, every sister in the Lord, the children that are being persecuted, would look up to you and have faith in you for deliverance and for victory. My God, for the leaders of these countries that are persecuting your children, I pray that you would trouble their hearts tonight. Oh, God, that they would see you,
yes,
the creator of, yes, the heavens and the earth, and bow, yes, down and worship you, my God.
Oh, Lord.
Grant,
oh,
this Lord, tonight, we pray. Oh, Lord, show them a sign wherever they may be tonight,
yes,
that they would know that you, God, are the creator of all things. Breathe upon them now, we pray, and destroy the prince of darkness. Oh, that dragon. Oh, that serpent. the devil. Find him tonight, we pray. Oh, yes. God. Find him tonight, we pray. The demons that are all over in our countries today, Lord, in every country we have them now. God, move by your blessed Holy Spirit upon their hearts and confound them, we beg of you. They may know that you are God, God Almighty. Yes. And the God of hosts. Grant it, we pray. This evening. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Praise his name.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Praise
thank
his
you, Lord.
Name.
Thank you,
praise
Lord.
His name.
Amen.
Praise your Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Yes, indeed.
Tonight, I'm going to ask if there's anyone who have any special prayer requests. Please let it known to us, and we can lift up these requests tonight around the mercy seat of God. Yes, is there any tonight with a special prayer request? We prayed, I think it was in our last prayer meeting, for a young miss who is requesting prayer, asking the Lord, give her strength and grace. But you know, friends, we have a blessed testimony tonight. God has shifted her out and provided a better job for her. Amen. We pray for her that God will be with her. And here she's testifying now that God has provided a better job for her and less working hours. Oh, my God. She's able to go to church now. Praise his wonderful name. So we are rejoicing for that testimony tonight. All because we lift up that prayer request to prayer meetings ago. And here she's testifying of victory in Jesus. Amen. Let us praise the Lord for that, brethren. Let us praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
his name. Praise his name. Yes, yes, friends. There is victory in Jesus, friends. There is victory in Jesus. If we call upon him, he will fight for us. Praise God. Is there a testimony? I'm sorry, not a testimony. A prayer request tonight. Is there someone with a prayer request? You just heard a victory report. Praise God. Of answer to prayer. About 2 weeks ago, we prayed for this person. A young miss was asking that God would give her the strength and the grace because of her abusing her on the job. Yeah. Longer hours and she ought to work. Less pay from what she worked. Yes. God has opened the way and provided a better job for her. Better pay and less working hours. Praise his wonderful name. That's what God does. He watches over his people. All we need to do is to call upon him and have faith in him. Is there a prayer request tonight? Anyone have a prayer request tonight? I'm going to ask you to pray. Sister Fianna and myself, we're leaving out early in the morning to go to Florida to be with the brethren, to have fellowship with them for pastor's appreciation on Sunday coming. And so we're going to ask you to pray with us and for us that we will have journey mercies tomorrow morning when we leave. We're going by plane. Yes. Praise God. Looking forward to the fellowship, brethren.
Father, at this time we approach your throne again. And we know that you are never tired to hear us. because it is you who bid us to come. And so, Lord, on this occasion, we are approaching you as we ask you for journeying mercy for your servants who will be journeying to Florida, Lord God, to be with us in this service on Sunday. Father, we pray that you will protect them all the way from
my God,
their home, where they are right now, until they reach their destination here in Florida. Father, we are not taking anything for granted, so we are covering the entire trip, every area, from there, from the transportation that will take them to the airport, to those who will process their belongings until they sit on that plane, and that plane get up to come to Florida. We are looking for your protection. And we are asking you to give them a safe flight down so that they will come and be among us and we will have sweet fellowship together as before. We look to you for this trip, Lord God, as we commit it totally in your hands. We look to you for the reunion with the brethren in this service on Sunday. God, we look to you that we will have sweet fellowship one with another.
Amen.
And we will encourage one another. We will strengthen one another. We will hug one another. There will be the richness of the presence of the Lord in that meeting. Oh, God, your people, the joy that comes from you, that run through the heart of your people, let it manifest itself, we pray, Father, in that meeting. We give you glory, we give you praise, and we give you thanks that what we believe, Lord God, is true, and we can see the manifestation of it among us as we meet and have fellowship one with another. And not only that, we are asking that you will give them journeying mercy down, but even as they return when the time comes, we pray, God, that we will be able to accomplish the different things that they will have to do here as they get into this community. We pray, God, that we will find favor with others. We look to you for sweet fellowship as they as they stay with our sister. We pray, God, for harmony. We pray, God, for good fellowship. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the blessed Holy Spirit. Protect your servant. Protect your servant in every shape and in every form, as we wait upon you now and give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise you.